on the phone lines, we have Dr. Brent with Weinbrenner Seminary. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Dr. Sleesman, president of Weinbrenner Theological Seminary. And for those that aren't familiar with Weinbrenner, tell us about Weinbrenner Seminary.
Well, first of all, I have to say I'm originally from South Westylvania, and I'm sure your listening audience is not tired of hearing about this. I would like to say that, you know, the mix-up with the traffic right there is an indication that you can still get good work done. So kudos to the Cleveland Browns and defeated by Pittsburgh Steelers last night.
Oh, I didn't get to the game. Is that what happened? Oh.
Yes. Having gotten that out of the way. Right.
Well, thank you. Are you a Pittsburgh fan then?
I am, and I'll continue to be, but life's a little rough this morning.
Yep. Now you know how the Browns have felt for the last 17 years or so.
I know we have other things to talk about, so I won't take a lot of time. But, you know, my loyalty for the Steelers has rarely been tested. It's been easy to be a Steelers fan. And so for those who say they are Cleveland Browns fans, you are committed because you have gone through a lot. Well done, and wish you well the rest of the way.
And the players got along well last night.
I know. So, hey, I think that's a nice segue. So, Weinbrenner is in Findlay, Ohio, Ben Roethlisberger's hometown. And so, we're just down. Do you like how that just...
Yeah, okay, I thought we were done with it.
So, Weinbrenner is just a few minutes off I-75 in Findlay. We've been here since 1942, started as a grad school of Findlay College, now the University of Findlay. And in 2003, relocated back adjacent to the University of Findlay campus. So we're a fully accredited theological seminary in good standing with our accreditors right here in Northwest Ohio.
A particular denomination, can anyone come to theological seminary?
Yes, we are affiliated with the Churches of God General Conference. Also, their headquarters are here in Findlay. But yes, any nation, we are ecumenical and welcoming. We have about 30 different denominations, depending on the term, that are represented in our student body. And so everybody is welcome to apply, absolutely.
And how long have you been president there at Weinbrenner?
I am just starting my sixth year. We moved back to Findlay. I'm in Pennsylvania, but I spent some time in Findlay 25 years ago or so, and then moved back to Weinbrenner for this position in December of 2015. So just finished my fifth year and starting in my sixth.
Congratulations. What are some of the more specific courses that you offer? And if people are looking to get a seminary degree, what specialties do you offer to help those that might be looking to go to a seminary?
We have a Doctor of Ministry program, and that's for someone typically that's engaged in some ministry, although the definition of ministry is changing tremendously. We have a Master of Divinity program. Often that's a pathway for someone to serve in some kind of pastoral ministry, although that's open for even bivocational leaders as well. We have a Master of Arts of Practical Theology, which is a 43-credit program, can be completed in 2 years, available fully online as the other programs are. What that allows is somebody who just wants to go deeper into their faith. And then our newest program is a Master of Arts of Clinical Counseling, which is fully KCREP accredited. Simply that means for someone who wants to be a licensed professional counselor, we're able to assist in that journey as well. And so those are our graduate programs, but we also have an Institute of Christian Studies for someone who hasn't been in school for a while or who may simply have not pleaded or pursued much of an undergrad program. And so they're really just looking to add some education and develop their own discipleship and spiritual journey. And so we have an Institute program as well.
Now, with the pandemic, how have you been and how are you for this semester going to accomplish to be able to provide these educational opportunities for people?
I was thinking about this in preparation, and a lot of organizations, day-to-day decision-making isn't necessarily impacted much differently for a faith-based or a non-faith-based organization. But I think our response to the pandemic has really been formed by our faith position. And I say that because we're really working from a stewardship perspective where we've tried to focus on the things that we have as opposed to focusing on those things that we don't have. And so what we have are great faculty and great students, and they're on the front lines. And so our classes moved pretty early in the pandemic fully online, and so we're delivering our education online. And there were some hiccups just because it's a logistical item and just because of the pandemic, but that was a pretty smooth transition. And so I can't speak enough about our students and faculty who have just made that transition. And so I'd say that's one thing that we've done. Another has been, Weinbrenner has been, as many other schools in the country, we received some of the CARES Act funds back early in 2020. And so what we were able to do is leverage those to provide a much more inexpensive education for students. And also we're offering courses for $300 a month. Some people have referred to it as kind of a Netflix model, or you can take whatever courses we're offering and what you're qualified to take, but for just a flat $300 a month, students basically are subscribing to education. And you think about $3,600 over 12 months, that's a graduate level, accredited graduate level program, which is arguably one of the most inexpensive you'll find anywhere.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And do you all
we'll get you signed up after we're done with the interview.
Oh, might think about that. And you already were offering courses online anyway, weren't you?
Yeah, we were in the process of transitioning more and more programs and courses online. But like a lot of people, what the pandemic did was really accelerated some of those plans. And so we've said a lot that we weren't necessarily surprised, or we were surprised, but we weren't unprepared for the pandemic. And so it sped up the timeline for us to do that. But yeah, we were offering courses and programs online previously, but now we're really looking at this is a great way to educate students, and it's working well, and we're seeing our student body increase across the country as a result of it as well.
Yeah, so you don't have to make that drive to Findlay or be in Findlay now to get a lot of those degrees and certifications at Weinbrenner, correct?
Exactly. And our hope is once the restrictions of the pandemic lifts, we'll continue to offer some residential courses. And so students that do want that face-to-face opportunity, that will still be available, especially for the listeners that are, you know, within 45 minutes to an hour of Findlay. But we'll continue to offer more and more online, and students will be able to complete full programs as well.
So if people want to sign up for some courses, when's the next opportunity? Is it too late for this semester, or when is the next opportunity? Or for some of the online courses, can you just take it any time?
Currently, we run on trimesters, and so that makes it easier for students to jump in three times in the year. Our next starting point, we're in the second week now of our current term, and so we have 12-week trimesters. Our next starting point will be the beginning of May. And so with the paperwork and just people getting oriented to an education, that seems like a good timeline. So anybody who's interested can check us out on the web at weinbrenner.edu. They can call at 419-434-4200. They can track me down, Brent Sleesman. I'll be glad to help them as well. The next starting point would be April. We're working on courses that would be available as you want them. We're not quite there launching those yet, but I'd love to talk to anybody more about what really how we look at this is facilitating someone's spiritual journey, thinking about it as a task of discipleship regardless of somebody's role or function within a church or their organization. And so if somebody's looking to mature in their own spiritual walk, I really think that Weinbrenner and seminary in general serve that function, and I'd love to talk to them more how we might be part of that journey.
Talking with Dr. Brent Sleesman, president of Weinbrenner Theological Seminary in Findlay, and again, the website where people can go to get more information or contact you.
Weinbrenner.edu, spelled exactly how it sounds, WineBrenner.edu.
All right, awesome. And we have a couple staff members at YesFM, including our CEO, Dr. Jamie Schmitz, who attended Weinbrenner. So
I know Dr. Schmitz well. We actually took a class together. I'm a Weinbrenner graduate from back in the day. My paths overlap with these for a few classes as well.
Awesome. Well, hey, Dr. Sleesman, thank you so much for talking to us this morning, and hopefully we'll get to chat with you soon.
Good talking to you. Appreciate it. Go Browns, and look forward to talking more in the future.